Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stroud moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard takes first base on ball four. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbin strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Corbin out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Johnstone steals second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holt. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Holt steals second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia pinch hits for Tom Hall. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles pinch runs for Brant Alia. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarado covering, for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stroud is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Melton is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards right. Oliva catches it and throws to Cardenas to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards short. Richard makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Richard. Reese moves to second. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-4 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Tommy John. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Egan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Richard reaches third base with a triple. Andrews scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peronoski. Richard scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Stroud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stroud. Braun reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horland now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Jim Cott pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. Tovar scores. Cott moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas bunts towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cott moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-5 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Cardenas moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.